Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following podcast was recorded on August 1st, 2021, between 6:50 p.m. and 7:14 p.m. The events occur in real time. 24. Yeah, I don't know about you, but here on Post Show Recaps, we're having the worst day ever. It's the worst day ever. 24 Season 1 Recap Podcast on Post Show Recaps. I'm Josh Wiggler. I'm joined here by Emily Fox.
Hey, Josh.
Emily, how you doing?
So many things are happening. I'm stressed out.
I know.
And I want to keep going.
I know. So this wasn't the first episode that you've said this with, but it was probably the most pained way that you've said it, where you're like, how am I supposed to not keep going?
Yeah.
You really wanted to keep watching.
I don't want to stop down.
But we have to do a weekly podcast. So, what's your solution?
We got to recap this before I get pulled into the next.
I know. Well, what we could do, Emily, is we could do this recap, right? So we're finished recording.
Yeah.
Then we could watch the next episode.
And then record that.
Well, we could do that. Or I was going to say, we could then rewatch it at another point in time during the week so it's fresh. So you watch an episode twice. Huh. And was like, that sounds terrible.
I'm like, I don't have time for that.
You don't have time for that. Yeah. Well, I don't think that I have time for another podcast, and I'd already podcasted a couple times today, so I am ready to just do this podcast and call it a night, baby.
Okay, fine.
As we are still going through 24 season 1, we're up to episode 10.
Emily I can't Fox. Believe that.
Episode
yeah,
10.
when I heard we hit the 9 o'clock hour, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
It's been a slog. For everybody.
It's a slog for everybody. There is a point.
You better not yawn.
There is a point. I know. No yawning allowed.
No yawning allowed.
There's a point when Alberta Green shows up and she's like, I know you guys have been awake for over 24 hours. And we're all like, oh, yeah, that sucks. And she goes, too bad.
Yeah.
Too bad.
No one so much as yawns if before you, getting the job done.
If you yawn, you better resign, is what she says.
Our recaps. Yeah, hey, don't do that. She said that verbatim.
Think she says it exactly. If you yawn, you resign. So no yawning on this recap either. 24 season 1 episode 10, the 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. hour. Mm-hmm. We will hop into it very quickly. Business off the top. As I'm recording this, it's
party in the back.
As I'm recording this, it's August 1st. As you are listening to this, or at least as it's released, it's August 2nd. You know what that means? That means it's the start of the month. It's the perfect time to sign up for the Post Show Recaps Patreon. I know you've been waiting. You're always waiting for the start of the month. It's a great time to sign up. Anytime's a great time to sign up, but this is the best time. It's the earliest part of the month. You're like, hey, I want to get in on the action while the getting is good. Come on in. Water's warm. We'd love to have you. We've got a lot of people who are watching 24, talking about 24. You could be one of them. You want some friends to talk about worst day ever with and all the stupid hijinks and how we stressfully run the clock. Like right now, I'm probably talking too much.
Yeah, I was going to say, speed it up, kid.
And I'm even taking a second to slow down and catch my breath. So then sign up. Come on in at the Discord level, patreon.com/postshowrecaps. You're going to meet new people. You're going to make new friends. It's going to be a fantastic time. You won't regret it. patreon.com/postshowrecaps.
Woo!
Emily Fox, you ready to hop into this thing?
I am more than ready, Josh.
Because the freeways, they look good. That's what we hear at the top of the episode is we're getting like
at
the traffic report.
At 9 a.m. in L.A., no chance. in real life, no.
So they say, so it's 9 a.m. They go, the freeways look good. There's the usual delays. And so it's like maybe their version of that is that like everything is clogged up, but maybe slightly less clogged than usual because LA traffic is notoriously awful and
rotten. I'm not seeing any LA traffic in this show. That's the least viable part.
Jack
of
is getting around. It's not really been a big issue yet. So we see Jamie is being carted away. She does have a pulse. For now.
So I thought you lied to me.
No, I didn't. I slipped.
She's dying.
She's dead. She's not going to make it through the episode. I got yelled at by a couple people. Like this was a great recap. I really don't think you should spoil things for Emily until they happen on the show. And it's like, it wasn't on purpose. I kind of forgot. I kind of just figured they knew that she was dead. I didn't realize that they were going to draw it out for half of this episode. But yeah. They do draw
it
out.
Come on, man. Keep your minutes straight.
Listen, as far as all the things that I could spoil for you, I feel like this is relatively minor. It's not like I told you that Jack Bauer dies, you know, so you're gonna be fine.
He doesn't die, does he?
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
How's he ever gonna find Terry?
So Nina announces to the rest of CTU. She says, "So yeah, this happened with Jamie. This is not great. We have to work because Senator Palmer, he still may be in danger." I think she says Senator Palmer's life is in danger. You go, Senator Palmer's wife is in danger.
I know, I heard that wrong.
Sherry seems to be in control of her situation, though. Jack is in the car. He calls Nina. Nina's like, "Hey, have you thought about turning yourself in?" He goes, "No. What a terrible suggestion. I have to be on the road."
Yeah. I need to know that I can be capable of keeping my daughter and my wife alive.
I gotta be out here, man. Like, I got stuff to do.
Gaines finds out that I'm in custody. It's over.
It's all done. How's Jamie? Not good. Oh, how's Kyle, her son?
I know. I wanted him to be like, Kyle needs to go to the hospital. Yeah. He needs to see what she's done.
Ask Kyle what he knows. So Jack nearly drives into a police roadblock while he's on the phone with Nina. He's like, "Nina, why didn't you tell me about the police roadblock?" She's like, "Because you're reaming me out about Kyle." It's a
also,
good point.
Because it's like, what year? Like 1999 or something? Like,
it's 2001.
Okay, it's 2001.
Yeah.
So like,
but I think film like
MapQuest wasn't really that helpful at that time.
Yeah, it's filmed like end of 2000, like mid 2001 to end of 2001 to some of 2002.
Right,
is my recollection.
Okay.
So Terry, meanwhile, with this phone she's stolen, she calls CTU. Tony picks it up and like transfers it in, and they're going to like connect Terry to Jack.
Everyone gets patched through. It's like a really great conference.
A lot of this episode is like a Zoom conference, right? Like a lot of this is like social distant virtual
hangs. No,
it's like
freeconferencecall.com. That's what it's like.
A lot of this, they're all just like hanging out virtually. So as Terry gets on the phone, Eli shows back up. Silas Weir Mitchell is like, "Where's my phone? Who's got my phone?" And meanwhile, Jack is on the other line, muted. And Jack's like, mute us because I'm going to get really loud.
Yeah, he gets really mad when he hears Eli and everything that's happening. Great thinking for her to put it in the rafters, but also don't love that you can still see it in the rafters. It like sits on a beam, but like on a bias. So like you can see it on
the
side.
Haystack. There's a lot of haystacks where they're being kept. I think I'd hide it in a haystack.
Yeah, because then it makes it look...
Good luck finding a phone in a haystack.
Yeah, and then it also makes it look like he did lose it there, like, accidentally, rather than it being propped up somewhere that clearly he didn't put it down.
Yeah. Anyway, for now at least. At least for now, no discovery of the phone.
Yeah, even though Rick finds out.
Rick does see it, and Rick's like, "But I'm on Kim's side, so I'm not going to say shit."
Thank God.
At 9:09 in the morning, Senator Palmer is showing up at a middle school, but he's having a fight with Sherry in the car.
Not a middle school. Those kids are younger.
I think they say a middle school is what they said.
Well, maybe those are baby geniuses then, because those kids were like,
yeah, so
six.
David Palmer is going to be speaking to the baby geniuses at the middle school.
The gifted program.
He's getting into like an argument again with Sherry, like, "We got to tell the truth." She's like, "Why now?" And I have to say, like, I am a little bit more and more in this rewatch on Sherry's team about this. Like,
yeah,
why
of course
today?
You are.
You are like, they are trying to assassinate you, David. Like, maybe not today.
Yeah, and you've also been awake the entire time. So maybe like sleep on it. We'll come up with
it's
a plan tomorrow.
It's worth getting in front of, but today?
Yeah.
I don't know about today.
Yeah, I agree.
Anyway, so like, he's like, "Do not go against me, Sherry." And Sherry's like, "I might go against you. Like, this is not something I agree with." So this is the first time I'm watching this. I'm like, I'm a little bit Team Sherry in this argument today, but I don't know. The whole thing is very murky. They're tracing this call back at CTU. They've like pinned it to like north of the 10, east of the 405. They get some other updates. There's this email address for this banker that Jamie has been in contact with named Ted Koffel. Ted Koffel is his name, Emily.
Yeah,
do you like the name Ted Koffel?
I kept thinking it was Ted Koppel.
Well, there is a very funny, like, realistic part that you don't see on TV a lot where Nina's like, Koffel?
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't, like, know how to pronounce. There's a couple of, like, realistic moments this week that I really enjoyed.
Yeah, where, like, Jack's like, don't talk
yeah,
all at once.
Stop talking at the same time. He's like my dad. Tony asks Milo to decrypt the email. Meanwhile, he also, Tony, gets the call that Jamie is officially deceased. And I'm like, thank God, before the first commercial break.
P.S. We're tracing the call that came in from Terry and Kim, which supposedly takes 20 minutes.
It takes like a half hour and they don't even get it.
That's ridiculous.
It's bad. It's not great. Early 2001 phone tracing game, obviously.
But is it that bad?
I guess. I don't know. Like, maybe.
I don't know, guys. It's CTU. Shouldn't they be pretty good at this?
Maybe they
don't. Who can ever keep somebody on the phone for that long in order to trace a call? Like, that's impossible.
They need, like, the Find My iPhone feature. Maybe because, like, based on where she's describing where she is, she's very remote.
Well, here. This is a problem.
So what is there for service?
I'm annoyed that Terry doesn't give valuable information like, hey, I'm with bales of hay in a barn.
She should
next
have said bales
a-
of hay in yeah. the barn. Yeah.
Like, why aren't you saying that?
Yeah.
There aren't,
like,
a lot of
look
barns
for some
everywhere.
Farms with bales of hay in a barn.
Yeah, you might be in a remote location with, like, livestock. That's not a super LA thing. That's, like, outskirts of LA. So, like, think a little harder, Terry. Come on.
She's got a lot going on. She's got a stomach ache.
Listen, Terry.
We'll talk about that. At 9:18, Jack and Terry, they're talking on the phone, and, like, as they are, Jack's like, I'm gonna need you guys to give me a second, because these cops pull Jack over, and then he just, like, bolts it from the cops. He's like, sorry, pigs, not today. Jack has run afoul of the cops a couple of times today, so, like, he's already like, not again. I'm not gonna be able to play ball with these guys. So he leaves. He drives into a parking lot, and he, like,
and then
the
immediately
car.
Disappears from the cops, who were on his tail and also had pulled him over, so they know exactly
they
what
know
his car looks like.
But he dips from the car. He, like, hides.
But
underneath
it's so
a bunch of cars.
Stupid. You could literally walk over to the car and touch it and be like, wow, this was just on. This is the car.
Yeah.
I like, one of them was probably already logging the license plate when they pulled him over.
Yeah.
How do you completely lose track of it that fast? They drove right past it and didn't freaking figure out that it was a Crown Vic with, like, the key touch points on the side that you can unlock it with.
This,
come on.
This show.
I picked up
this
more
show,
than
this,
they did.
This show.
Maybe I should be a detective.
This show is unraveling the myth that cops know what they're doing. Jack, like, hides under a car. He gets into, like, this very emotional conversation with Terry and then Kim. He's like, I'm so sorry, I was never there. They're like, Jack, not now. I'm really terribly sorry about everything. Jack, seriously, I'm trying to be on lookout. Dad, like, this is not the right time. Oh my God, they're coming. And so Eli shows up. He storms back and he's like, I swear the phone's in here. Where's the phone?
I used Find My Flip Phone and it's in here.
It's in here. I pinged it. And so, like, he fights Terry. He fights Kim. Jack is helpless but to listen as he's trapped under a car because cops are around. It's a lot going on.
It's a lot. It's a lot. And Terry feels bad. Nina feels
bad. Nina can't
do
anything. She's just listening on the other lines. Like, this is awkward and awful. And so
Tony's upset.
He's upset. Everyone's upset. And then the phone starts to die. And Eli, like, finds it in the rafters. It's like, who is this? And before there was Taken, there was Jack Bauer.
Yes.
As Jack Bauer says, I'm the last thing you'll ever see if anything happens to my wife and daughter. So he has a special set of skills.
I'd probably
for sure.
say that regardless if anything happens to them.
Yeah, this
guy. I'm the last thing you're going to see.
Yeah, you're in huge trouble now. It's 9:27 when this goes down, and they did not trace the call.
Yeah, because he hangs up the phone.
He does. So they just didn't get it. That sucks. So at 9:33, Jack is still hiding out amongst the cars when he breaks into one, and Emily Fox says out loud, I'd love to learn how to hotwire a car. Are you going to write that down?
I feel
and
like it's
I
like
did.
A good skill to have.
Uh-huh, yeah.
What if you lose your keys?
What if you lose your keys?
What
and
if
that's
you...
the K. that's a Bobby Flayism. That's another story. Can't waste any time.
Josh,
but we're very
no.
upset with Bobby Flay and
keep
Throwdown
moving,
right
keep
now.
Moving.
Okay, sorry. Milo got a 20.
I did make the key lime pie.
I'm
from
so upset with Bobby
Flay
right
though.
Now. You have to keep me on track because otherwise I'm just gonna go all the way off on Throwdown right
okay,
now.
Okay.
Milo got he tracked it down. I'm like steaming right
Milo
now.
Milo put
I'm
his
so,
snacks
so,
down.
I know
they were ancho chili peanuts.
Oh my god, I'm so upset with Bobby Flay. Right. Anyway, it's a totally unrelated story. We'll have to talk about it another time. Milo got a 25. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do it again. Ted Koppel, he's in Burbank, and Tony's like, oh, we got to call Jack. And he's like, yeah, let's call Jack. And they go, hey, Jack, Ted Koppel's speak one at a time. Only one of you at the one time, Jack says to Tony and Nina. They're like, sorry, geez, oh my God. It's a fair point, though. And so Jack's going to have Nina help him navigate traffic. Meanwhile, Gaines... who's been, like, trying, like, Gaines spends this entire episode, I guess, like, text messaging Jamie, you up? She's
yeah.
not. She's dead. And he probably
right, but Tony's
going
to take over and pretend
at
to
a
be
certain
Jamie.
Point.
Yeah.
But Gaines gets a phone call from an actor who you may recognize. His name is Jelko Ivanek, who, Emily, you know from Big Love.
Yes.
You know him as Governor Devlin on Oz.
He's also the detective in Unfaithful.
Yes, he is. He's briefly on Lost. He's like a very, very talented actor and perennial that guy. Like
anytime
you need someone to be like a shifty bad dude, call Jelko Ivanek. And he's identified here as Mr. Drazen is who he is identified.
Drazen or Drazen?
Drazen.
Koppel or Koppel?
And he tells Gaines that my brother and I are not happy, is what he says.
Hmm.
He says, this is terrible how you're handling this situation. We have David Palmer and Jack Bauer in the same city, and they're slipping through our fingers. It would be intolerable. He tells Gaines... that for you, this may be business, but for me, it's personal. And if you screw this up, you are going to lose a lot more than your
so
money.
So why is this personal? That's the thing.
Yes.
Wheels are turning. What connection do they have to David Palmer?
Quickly, do you have a theory?
I was wondering if David's daughter's rapist is their son, one of their sons, or like a family member or something like that.
So you think that these plot lines are connected?
I'm wondering.
Okay. Okay.
That's kind of my working theory, although Drazen, is that his name?
Drazen, Mr. Drazen.
Is this just like a thinly veiled attempt at being like the Koch brothers, they're coming together?
I don't know.
They're extraordinarily powerful and very conservative and probably don't want to see a black president out there. I don't know. Like, we'll see, but...
For you, it's business. For me, it's personal, is what he says. He says, I'm coming by in an hour. What's your plan? And his plan is like, well, we still have Bauer's wife and daughter. We'll just get Bauer. He'll show up and we'll use them. He's like, that's plan A recycled, not a plan B. Where's your plan B, bro? Mm-hmm. So Mr. Drazen's pissed. Sherry calls Carl. Carl's like, I'm taking care of the Ferragamo situation. He says this in front of people. And Sherry's like, what do you mean taking care of it? And Carl's like, you know what I mean. It's implied. Milo is basically able to reinforce that this is the correct Ted Koppel. He paid a lot of money to Ira Gaines. This dude was born in Philadelphia. He has like all these different stats. So Jack calls the company that this guy Ted Koppel works at as he's driving towards him. He says, I'm an old friend from business school. Where's Ted? And the secretary is like, he's leaving in 20 minutes. He can't talk to anyone. Hey, hello? Is anyone still on the phone? Jack has hung up. He's like, all right, I got 20 minutes to get there. I gotta go. Nina, guide me through traffic. Meanwhile, Kim and Terry are talking about why did Jack and Terry break up once upon a time? And Terry tells Kim that, you know, that time Jack went away a few years ago for a while for training, it was probably some mission. And when he came back,
he wasn't the same.
Something happened.
Hmm.
Something occurred.
And your father's very difficult.
Yeah, your father's very difficult. A thing occurred.
Yeah.
What could it have been?
We don't know. We got to keep going.
We got like 7 minutes
We don't
minutes
have time
left.
To think about it.
We got like 7 minutes left.
Go.
So Ted Koppel is going to be on a plane pretty soon. Meanwhile,
he's going to Denver.
At CTU. Yeah. What's he going to do? I'm going skiing. At CTU, Alberta Green shows up. And she is, I'm blanking on the name of the actress right now, but you know her from Law & Order SVU. You said Law & Order SVU. We love her, but we're not thrilled about her. She's going to be a problem is what you said. Milo's like eating a bagel as she like shows. I'm like, Milo, you're the only one who's been eating. You're eating so much. She says, I know a lot of things have been out of control. Now they're back in control.
Oof.
I know many of you have been up for more than 24 hours. Too bad. No yawning. If you yawn, you quit. And so she's like very angry. And her relationship to Nina is that Nina used to be her boss.
Which is awkward in a lot of different ways.
They talk about this a tiny bit later, just a yada yada to it, where they're like having this conversation. She's like, tell me where Jack is. I know you guys are like doing it. And she's like, that's very rude and inappropriate, and I haven't talked to him in a while. She says, you know, there's a right way to do these kinds of things and a wrong way to do this. Let him screw you. Don't let him screw you over. And Nina's like, okay, I'm leaving the room. This is gross, and I don't care for it. Mm-hmm. David,
and then Tony's like, hey,
don't talk to her like that. It's a good thing I'm whispering. Otherwise, you'd hear me, and you'd probably fire me. David Palmer is at the middle school talking to the baby geniuses when one of the kids said, my dad tells me to tell you that Georgetown sucks, because David Palmer was a star basketball player for Georgetown, as we found out earlier in the series.
And my wonder was, did his dad go to
Syracuse? He went to Syracuse, yeah. And we're like, your dad's right. And then he says, my dad also says there's never going to be a black man as president. And I think a really powerful moment from Dennis Haysbert is David Palmer, who says, would you do me a favor and tell your daddy that I know where he's coming from, but he's wrong, and I'm going to prove it. Love that moment from him. He takes a phone call from one of the concerned donors.
Yeah.
Who's like,
hey, it's over.
I'm quitting because like these other guys are talking about killing a guy, and I'm ruthless, but not that ruthless. And so now David Palmer is like concerned that this thing is going to end in the death of a man. So he's like, maybe something should be done about this.
Yeah.
So that's the cliffhanger with David Palmer. Meanwhile, in the Jack Bauer storyline, he gets to Ted Koppel's office, and he like has to race Ted Koppel, who's in an elevator. He has to race him down the stairs.
Yeah, because he really does want to get to the airport. He's leaving a little early.
He's trying to get to Denver. Yeah. He wants to hit the slopes, and so he's going to like try and intercept him, but he doesn't get there quite in time, so he has to like chase him down the stairs while Ted's in the elevator. He like pulls the fire alarm to buy himself 30 seconds. There's this great moment where Ted Koppel's like, nobody worry here on at the elevator. It's a 30-second reset on the fire alarm.
Because anybody who's that rich does not know how
does
that
not
works.
Know that.
No, it's not at all. You have no concept of how the elevators work. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Just explaining it to us, the audience, I guess I appreciate that. Jack finds Ted's driver. He's like, hey, are you Ted Koppel's driver? He's like, yeah, what's the big deal? He's like, walk with me for a second. And the camera cuts away, but implied in that camera cutaway is that he like immediately just like punched him in the nuts and took the car. So Ted gets in the car, and Jack Bauer is now the driver, which you called with like 5 seconds or like 10 seconds to go, I think, before it happened. Yeah. Like, Jack's driving the car, isn't he? He's like, Emily Fox, you're freaking doing it.
I'm married to you, though. You've helped 24. Me figure this out.
You got
you know?
This going on.
Yeah, yeah.
And so Jack is now in the car with Ted Koppel, and that's like the cliffhanger for that storyline. Let me just tell you that like if last week was the episode that like hooked me on 24, next week is the one that like hooks me on Jack Bauer.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Now like, we have to watch it.
As like the person who was like watching it in the real, do you want to like watch it and do a recap now? I can do it if you want to do it.
I kind of really want to do
it. All right, we're gonna get off the podcast here. We're gonna watch the episode, and then we're gonna bank another podcast because we are going away soon, so we do need to bank these podcasts. Why not? Let's do it. We'll do one more.
Okay, I'm gonna eat some key lime pie that I made from the throwdown episode.
Well, I hope that you don't get sick, because the end of the episode does end with Terry Bauer is like rubbing her belly, and something seems to be going on. And Emily, literally, your reaction was, "What was that? What was that as an ending? She had to go to the bathroom." Yeah,
maybe she has diarrhea. It's a very stressful situation. That's probably what our defaults would be. I mean, I'd be like, I don't feel great.
100% for me, no doubt about it, that if I were kidnapped, one of my top concerns would be like, I'm going to be sick. This is very bad. It's stressful. And I'm my IBS.
You make a makeshift set of bales of hay.
Can you just imagine like a network television thriller, like having one of its like key episodes with a cliffhanger of like, have to go to the bathroom. This real-time thriller. But
well,
that is
that's
like,
why we got to watch the next episode.
Is Terry going to make
it? I'm wondering
it?
The whole
hold
week
it,
otherwise.
Terry, you got to hold the line. All right. Grade for this episode, Emily.
A+.
A+. Oh, my God. She's loving it. Straight A's across the board here on Worst Day Ever, the 24 Season 1 Recap Podcast. That's episode 10 in the books. We'll get to episode 11, I guess, right about now. We'll watch it. You'll eat some key lime pie. We'll do the thing. Send your feedback in, josh@postshowrecaps.com. We're going to do the extra-sized feedback episode after episode 12, which we'll probably be recording at some point in the next few days. So you want to send that in. This is basically like your last time to do that. josh@postshowrecaps.com before 4 episodes after that. Join the Post Show Recaps Patreon Discord to keep the conversations going. We would love that from you. Can you believe that? That would just be an absolutely incredible thing. So patreon.com/postshowrecaps to sign up at that level. Emily Fox, anything else?
24 minutes and 5 seconds.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
We're doing great, though. We've done great. I think that we cut it. We cut it close, but not too close.
I think
we're doing all right here. We're getting our rhythm. All right, folks. We're going to take a short break in the real life. We'll take a week-long break for the next podcast. We're going to record the next episode, I don't know, right around now. Hurry, let's go!
Come on!
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.